In its latest credit rating on China's sovereign debt, U.S. Standard & Poor's rating services lowered its outlook for the country's creditworthiness to negative from stable. It follows a similar move by another American ratings agency, Moody's. A lower credit rating means higher borrowing costs because the borrower is deemed to carry a higher risk of default.
It's hard to believe that China, a leading creditor nation and a major capital exporter, is still trying to ensure the security of its assets based on the ratings made by its debtor.
Guan Jianzhong is chairman of the Beijing-based Dagong Global Credit Rating.
If we blindly worship or follow the so-called authoritative Western rating agencies, it's virtually embracing their ratings at the expenses of the losses in the value of our assets. That's pathetic.
Guan's view is shared by former French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin, who made the comments at a recent forum on credit rating and investment.
There is a growing distrust towards the rating agencies. The first one is the hegemony of the Western finance and rating agencies. It means a lack of diversity and of reliability. We see that the U.S. banking sector that had a big responsibility in the 2008 turmoil. We also see that there is the monopoly of the big three that failed to avoid the crisis and even made it worse.
But to break the monopoly is not easy. According to reports, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, all headquartered in the U.S., together control 95% of the world's ratings market. Hans-Peter Eckler, CEO of Switzerland-based Global Infrastructure Basel, or GIB, says innovation is the way to change the old order.
You shouldn't simply do the same as everybody else does, because then you are irrelevant. As long as you are able to bring a new methodology to the table and to prove that it is also a reliable methodology, then you will be able to occupy a market space. We take this momentum now where the new markets are establishing themselves and trying to have new approaches, particularly in those markets, which may spill over then also to other markets.
GIB, together with Dagong Global Credit Rating, has just launched a global infrastructure credit rating methodology, which the two companies say is more comprehensive than the existing methodologies, monitoring a project from the very beginning of its design rather than merely focused on its operation. For CRI, I'm Tu Yuan.